Praise the Lord. Good morning, all. This is your host for today, Kim Will of the Love Truth Ministry Show. Today is Tuesday. For some of y'all, the last week of school. He's in Northern Maryland area of the United States of America. So I know y'all excited. This is y'all last week. So welcome to the Love Truth Show. I'd like to thank you, my listening audience, for listening to the show, tuning in. Thank our Lord and Savior Redeemer for this opportunity and being our God. Thank Blog Talk Radio and the social media for your platform. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I got on late today, y'all, so please forgive me. We're just going to have a short moment of prayer as in your school year. I don't know if people are still graduating. If y'all are still graduating, graduations. Have a wonderful graduation from elementary, junior, high school, college, university, homeschool, whatever it may be, and move to your next level of life, whether you're entrepreneurs, or a researcher, going to a college or university, you know, some of y'all may be getting married, whatever the situation, God bless y'all. Be grateful and thankful for all the opportunities you had so far, and look for the future. You know, that all things work together for those that love the Lord, stay focused and steadfast, and be loving and kind towards one another. So I'm going to pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to your throne to give you thanks and praise. All power and glory belong to you, dear Jesus Christ. We answer every young man and woman, boy and girl on this call, parents, teachers, and administrators. God, thank you for covering and protecting during the school year and keeping them continued to protect it. And those who had lost and fallen classmates this year, dear God, we ask you to give them comfort only you can. We ask you to heal their heart. And we ask you to comfort the family, God. And let them feel your presence and know you are there, dear Jesus. We ask anybody on this call who do not know you as Lord and Savior. Today we just ask you, God, how to have a personal relationship with you. And they will hear that Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but through you. And then you open your heart up to Jesus. Ask him in. Confess him as your Lord and Savior and Redeemer. And that he is your all in all. This life and life more abundant in Jesus Christ. He gives you eternal life. And we must strive every day while we're on this side. We will act more loving and kind, Lord Jesus, towards each other. We're asking you for your strength, your mercy, and your forgiveness over our unrighteousness and unkindness towards one another. And draw us more and more to love, peace, and joy. We ask no matter where they live at, in their homes, in their tent, wherever they're living at, a shelter, and they live with their parents or guardian or foster care, often just we pray peace over them, that you will give them answer their prayer, give them joy. We ask that the parents and teachers act loving towards students and vice versa students towards their adults in their life. We ask they all have a safe and continue have a safe home. And those who have a safe home, continue to have a safe home. Instead of being in a breach of home, God, we ask you that you remove them out of a breach of home, put them in a loving home, where they're being brought up on the foundation of love, joy, and happiness. All who may be on this call, going through some kind of mental, physical, mental, spiritual challenge, we ask for healing in your holy name, Jesus Christ. Again, thank you for this time, tuning in to the Love Truth Show. I might continue doing my 7 o'clock for the summertime. For some of y'all, got to go to summer school. But I'll just stay in tune. It's every Tuesday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, Only for Christianity, then Love Truth, William 645. And that's my show, the Love Truth Ministry Show. So I'm looking forward and hearing from y'all. Y'all can email me at Kim@LoveTruthMinistry.com, Kim@LoveTruthMinistry.com, and also if you on the website, on the Blog Talk website, you listen in, or you can pull it up, you will see Well, I got some announcements on there. Please share with your loved ones, friends, and neighbors. You can go to https://www.lovetrueministry.com to hear more about me and all my different travel opportunities that I have on there. Also, I have a bus trip, two bus trips, one to Orlando, Florida, Cocoa Beach, and the other one to New York this year. If you're living in out of Baltimore City, Baltimore, Maryland area, that's in the United States, and that's love to hear from you. HTTP, /www.grouptrips.com/purpose-driven-travel1. http://www.grouptrips.com/purpose-driven-travel1. And also, y'all who are looking for different items to buy and purchase, you can check out https://www.youfindithereshopping.com. That goes to help support Love Truth Ministry and help other people. We also recommend you listen to MPBC.TV, that's New Summer Baptist Church Television. One of the sermons that Bishop Thomas teaches so much wisdom, how to live as a believer. So you can go to MPBC.TV. Also, you can also go to my affiliate link, in which I get small commission if you make a purchase. And that's from Target. And you see that on the paperwork, on this particular website. It's https://go.target.com/c/47434142/2092. Okay? So this again, that the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad. I'm thankful for y'all tuning in to my Love True Ministry Show every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with prayer time for the students. Of course, we pray for the parents and the administration team. And every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have a half an hour show where we just share the word and share what God love means to me in so many different ways. Right now, we're dealing with fighting for our family, our loved ones, fighting for our loved ones, the lives of our loved ones. That's what we're talking about on Mondays right now. Again, Tuesday is prayer. Monday, we're sharing the more deeper information. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed summer. Please be careful. No matter where you keep your eyes and ears open, pay attention. I know some of y'all got fireworks. Be careful. Don't put anything in no girl dress or put it where somebody can sit on it. Keep it away from your fingers, away from you. Keep it out of prevent somebody from being hurt. Everything's not a joke. People can seriously get hurt, can lose their limbs, can be killed by things, so be careful. Please be careful when you're around pool area, playing around, or you're anywhere, some kind of sauna, whatever, watch out for the little suction tanks and make sure your hair, and if don't get pulled up in it, so make sure you got your hair wrapped properly, jewelry off. Wash yourself around any kind of pole. You never know if it's a live pole or some kind of electrical current going through it. A couple of years ago, a young girl got killed looking at a baseball gun, I believe, and it was a regular fence and got electrocuted, so be careful. Be careful when you go to the parks, in a public restroom. Be careful when you go in and out. Pay attention. Go together. Don't say, oh, I'll be back, y'all. Somebody go with me. So always have two of y'all go together, two or three, and many of y'all pastors go to bathroom together. Go so you get there before you start the game, before you go into the park. Or once you end up, go together before you get on any ride. Stay together. Everybody don't have the love that they should have for one another. So we must stick together. You got to stick together with your family member, your loved one, your friends, your acquaintance, your schoolmates. Be protected. Pay attention. Pay attention when you go on a flight, catching a plane, going to other countries. Everybody, where you live, where you do things in one country, doesn't mean it's approved in another country. So be careful what you take on the flight, what you take there, the language you use, your hand language. Some hand language is offensive in other countries. It may be offensive here. Other countries get to get you killed, so be careful. Everything is not a joke. Love one another. Respect one another. Watch yourself around the pool. Like I said, be careful. Whatever you do on amusement park, on rides, be careful. Make sure you in tight. I pray you have a blessed time on the rides, safely, on and off the rides. It's going to be hot summer. You can get some lemon water. It's good for you. Open on little plastic containers. They have lemon juice in it. Little small, like a lemon or like a lime. Take it. That helps keep you hydrated. You may not think you need it, but take a sip or have it with you. Keep water on you. Keep tissue on you, boys and girls. No reason people are taking their hand, rubbing their nose when they got handkerchiefs, they got tissues. You need to keep some on you. Girls, keep your personals on you. Don't get so busy somehow you be okay. Some of them may not have it yet, but have some with you for protection. You feel a little stomach, you feel some maybe that time of month. You just don't know. But you don't want to be caught without having it. To protect yourself. And that's the one where you have a little teeny small little bag where you have it in it. You have a humongous bag, but to have what you need to have in it. You have to use wisdom. If you know you take diabetic medication, keep something with you. Make sure you take it, first of all, and keep some pieces of candy, something with your apple with you, whatever going to keep your blood sugar at the right level, and whatever else you're supposed to have, your blood pressure medicine, whatever it is you're supposed to have, make sure you have it. That's not only children, I'm talking to young adults. Too many of y'all go somewhere, and then you say, oh, my God, I got to get something. I don't feel good. I forgot to take my insulin. I forgot to do this. I need my apple. Whatever you're supposed to have with you. Regardless, if you think I'm only going on a little short trip, have it in your bed. But short trip, you don't need it. Bring it back home with you. But if you need it, you know you have it. So always think, what should I have in case this may happen? And always have, you can, best you can, have a little extra money on you when you're going a distance. You know, have your coffee, have a couple more dollars on you, just in case you lose a quarter, a nickel, a dollar. At least you know you can get on and off the bus, get home. Nobody has to know you have the extra money. They can get the emergency money, you just keep tucked away. You want to tell your friends, acquaintances, whoever you have this emergency. It's strictly if emergency happens, no show up and you need to catch a bus home, you can catch a bus home. You know, just have something that you had needed with you. And you got a lot of money, you may not have nothing, but maybe not extra dollar in the house, not extra quarter, but just have it with you. And I'm not going to touch it because I drop a nickel or something, I know I'm covered. Things just happen. Everybody not going to hand you a dollar to get on the bus, or a quarter, a nickel, even a penny. So just be thoughtful of that. Be thoughtful where you sit at, how you walk past people with your book bag, your pocketbook. Make sure it's zipped up properly. Make sure your pockets are zipped properly. You got a wallet or purse in it. Just be careful, be mindful. Every people bumping to you, not someone purposely bumping, trying to reach into your pocket. You don't even realize that you stole something from them. Or they just put some kind of virus or something on. You don't know, so be careful. Who you bumping into? Say, excuse me. Say, excuse me before you go past. It's okay, you do bump into them. So you know, say, excuse me. So y'all have a wonderful, blessed summer. Again, I still will be here on Tuesday morning doing it. It's a doing a prayer with y'all. Stay in prayer, stay in prayer, stay safe. Stay protected. Know that you love Jesus for real. God the Father, God the Word, God the Holy Ghost. The Spirit is one. And the Spirit, the Word, and Blood, they agree. It's one. Just stay connected to the throne room of God. Till next time, on Love, True Love, Ministry Show. This is the day the Lord has made. We must rejoice and be glad in it. Congratulations to all of y'all who graduating. who graduated from school, who going to the next level in school, who decided to go to school and going to do their school work. Those you got to take makeup class during the summertime. God bless you. Have a wonderful summer. It's your future in your hand. God created you to do so much wonderful things beyond what we thought we see. You know, computer is not the all in. All right now, it feel like it. But one of y'all going to come up with something modern and different than a computer. You're going to advance it even further. Or medicine, they're going to take care of so much. Or the pain and suffering people dealing with. The air quality is so much. So you know that it's something in you that God wants you to share. But you have to believe you are a special created made. And now everything doesn't require money. We just got to figure out what it is and believe in it, okay? Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.